Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up with ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it going? Welcome to the catch up. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for clicking that button. I know it took it out of you, but good on you. We appreciate it.
Happy Monday indeed, Eleanor Rose Cheney. How was your weekend?
Yeah, good. Look, I haven't slept much.
What's wrong? Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Why not?
No. Just partied a bit too much.
Oh, you know? Right. You came. Yeah, Ellie, if you don't know this, Ellie came straight through from the night before last night.
No, I didn't. I mean, I nearly did, but not because I was partying, because I was traveling.
Oh, I thought you were off your head this morning.
No, I wish it was St. Paddy's Day yesterday, and I did not even have a pint of Guinness. So, yeah, thank you very much. Can I just ask, can you sit further away from me? Because something was revealed in today's catch-up that has me scared for my life.
Yeah.
And I need you to just distance yourself. In fact, I'm going to get you a hazmat suit to wear tomorrow.
I think I've got a disease, guys.
Yeah, I think you got a disease too.
We got a doctor on. They diagnosed me.
Yeah.
It's all going downhill from here. This could be my last show.
Thank God. Hallelujah. That and plenty more in today's catch up. We hear the most amazing story you'll hear all week from our colleague Grant about something that he found in his freezer.
Yeah, actually, he's got another great story, which we'll tell that tomorrow.
He's a gold mine for story ideas, old Grant. We love him.
I don't know if he's either a gold mine or if he's just because he's new. He's got so many stories we haven't heard.
Yeah, got them all barreled up. We're running low. It's good. We welcome it. All right, enjoy the rest of the catch-up. Josiah, go back to the doctor. Please get something for what your disease is.
Don't tell anyone yet. They'll find out in the catch-up.
Right. You're right. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, do you remember a couple of weeks ago you came on because you're quite angry on the show because there was a kid that we met. I got a grab here of when you came on the air and spoke about this kid that came up to me in the mall that we met and he liked me a little bit better. Take a listen.
Why don't you get a man bun like Josiah? Because he was obviously quite taken with you. You guys were kicking the footy together. Oh, he was like, yeah, I'll get a man bun. I want to be more like Josiah. And I said, well, what about me? Don't you want to be more like me? He goes, no, all you do is criticise Josiah.
Yes, Ethan. Absolute little legend. Loves me to bits. Then you went on to talk about this, and this is what you said about him. When you said to Ethan, who's funnier between Josiah and Ellie? I think the answer somewhat took you by surprise.
He said you.
Yeah.
No one in my life has ever offended me so much.
Goulburn Valley. Ellie hasn't stopped talking about how angry she's been about this for the last couple of weeks.
Well, it's just like it's a common knowledge around the GV that I'm the funny one.
Yeah, so who cares? Let 99% of people love you. If the 1% of people that love me is a kid called Ethan, then let him be. Let me have this one. Let me have the one kid that I want that likes me. Everyone else can like you. I don't care.
Now you're making me seem like a monster.
You are a bit of a monster. Anyway, Ellie, as a bit of a surprise, I tracked down Ethan and I've got him on the phone right now. Hey, Ethan, say good morning to Ellie.
Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Ethan, my arch nemesis. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good? I'm glad.
Let's just clear things up and see where it still stands, Ethan. Am I still your favourite?
Yep.
He doesn't even, like, there wasn't even a second's thought that went into that, Ethan. You were just straight onto the yep. How far behind am I? Like, if you like Josiah 10 out of 10, where do I sit on the scales?
2 out of 10.
Ethan, this is why I love you so much. Have you ever watched the movie Karate Boy?
Karate Kid?
Karate Kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know Mr. Miyagi? Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm proposing to you, Ethan, is picture me as Mr. Miyagi. You're my student. Would you be willing to become Mini Josiah this week?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, after school today, I want to get you in because I want to turn you into Josiah, man bun and all. And I also want you to do a couple of things. I'm not going to do the show this week. I'm going to get the show to be Ethan and Ellie.
God.
How does that sound?
Oh, that's good.
Would you be prepared to do things like Josiah versus Ellie, like have a wrap-off against Ellie, to do a joke against Ellie? Could you do that sort of stuff as well for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ethan, bring it, buddy. By the end of this week, you're going to be saying, Ellie, you're a 12 out of 10. Josiah's still just 8 out of 10.
I don't think so.
Is there any?
I'm going to win you over if it kills me.
If there's any chance in the slightest, Ethan, that Ellie is going to have your favoritism by the end of the week, you're not welcome in. Otherwise, we cannot wait to see you in later today. Prepare to become Mini Josiah.
Yep.
Any quick words you want to say to Ellie before you start your battle this week, Ethan?
I'm still
going to
like Josiah more.
Yeah.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to introduce someone who we introduced last week. Grant, welcome to the show.
Hey, how
Grant
are
works
you?
With us here. You can hear him from 9 till 12 every morning. You're doing a wonderful job.
He just talks about how good our show is the whole time. So thanks for that, Grant.
I do. That's what I get paid for.
You have told us a story that we need you to share with the Goulburn Valley because it is insane.
Yeah, so basically I'm staying with a family friend and I said to her, she said basically, if you want to help yourself to food, the pantry's full, the fridge is full, the rest of it. And I was like, sweet. So last week I was I was a little bit peckish, went into the fridge, opened the freezer because I was like, maybe there's some ice cream or something.
Yeah.
Love ice cream on a Friday night. Jumped in there and I just saw a dead bird in one of those like sandwich plastic bags, those seal ones.
What do you mean?
Like what it was, type of bird? What? How?
It was like
an emu. It was an emu. Just took up the whole freezer.
It was like a finch or something, like one of those small ones. And it was just sealed there. It looked as though it died from natural causes. There was no specific sort of
broken bones.
Can I
ask, do you need the police to come round or do you need us to escort you in and out of that house?
No,
or?
See, I got the full story from her. I said, hey, what's your what's going on here? And she was like, oh, don't worry about it. Apparently her ex-husband is into taxidermy. So she was keeping it for him, and I was like, "Oh, babe, he's your ex. Get rid of it. Get it out of there."
There's so many layers to this.
I've heard fish taste delicious. However, I don't reckon you should be the taste tester for that. Wow. So what? He was into keeping dead animals and.
Yeah, you know what taxidermy is, don't you?
Of course, but do you just what do you do with a finch? Just stare at it?
No,
like,
you just
put it up. It's an ornament in your house.
Yeah.
How is it an ornament? It's a dead finch. Why is it in the what does the freezer do? Stop it from smelling or?
I know, I think it's well, maybe but
to
also
preserve
it. Yeah, I think.
Oh, you guys sound like you know way too much about this.
I'm really well versed in what happens to a finch when it gets into a freezer, aren't you?
Isn't everyone into taxidermy?
Yeah.
I had a story similar to that where I knew someone. Oh, I shouldn't say I knew of a person because I would not be friends with this person.
Ouch.
They kept their dog and got it. They taxidermy with their pet dog, so it was just always there, so they could still talk to it. As if you want your pet dog after it's passed, it's greeting you in the hallway every day, but it's not itself.
You've
got to
grieve, don't you?
Yeah, but that's not a way of grieving. That's just crazy.
I feel like you've got more reason to taxidermy your dog, though, than you do to taxidermy a random finch that you've just found on the ground, like that flew into a window or something, you know?
Yeah, but what are you going to do with your dog? Talk to it, and it can't talk back.
Yeah.
Hey, little buddy. Oh, wait, you can't talk anymore.
Put it out the front. It'll scare off rubbers. You know, there's so many options.
Beware the dog and it's just frozen.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. We want to talk about this morning. What did you find in your freezer? Was it as weird? If we can top a dead finch, that's it. I'm done for the week. You know, like I'm out. I don't need to do radio anymore.
If we can get a call with a body part, that'll do, eh?
Like a head.
Ideally, yeah.
Okay. Whoa, what happens in Chevy?
Oh, yeah, trust me.
Hello, is that Snowtown? You're on the phone? Yeah. No.
What's Snowtown? I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Either, yeah. The Bodies in the Barrel in South Australia, Adelaide.
Oh, God. Oh, why
one of the most famous murders in Australian history.
Let's go back to the dead finch. That was more up and about, right?
What?
13, 12, 16, get involved. What did you find in your freezer? Courtney from Shep, did you find something in the freezer?
No, it wasn't actually me. It was my dad. When he was younger, I think he was about 16, he lived on a farm and he had an accident and he lost his little toe.
Oh, God, I don't like where this is going.
My aunt and my nan tell me that they kept it in the freezer for years in a bag. I didn't know what to do with it.
Amazing.
You have a toe in your freezer?
Well, I don't and it's not there anymore, but they did have a toe in their freezer for a long time.
What if you were searching for, like, frozen carrots one night and you, like, it was just fumbling around in the dark and you ate the toe?
I assume maybe, like, they wrote on the bag, like, this is a toe.
Imagine going for your frozen fruit and veg to make a smoothie and you chuck your toe in. How good would a blended toe be?
It's like when you live in a share house and you don't want anyone to touch your food, so you write your name on it, like, this is Ellie's food. No, this is a toe.
That is incredible. I wonder what a toe tastes like if it's after it's been frozen. Ooh. Imagine defrosting that and cooking it up with some veggies.
Courtney, can you shed any light? Did you have a taste of the toe? Have a nibble?
Oh, look, I don't think I will, but I'll definitely call you back.
please keep us informed. We'll let the police know as well.
Can I just ask, what do you wrap a toe in? Is it alfoil? Is it Glad Wrap?
I'd say Glad
Wrap. Is it a Snap-Lock bag?
What are we talking? I'd say Snap-Lock bag.
Okay.
Oh, I'm more of a Glad Wrap guy, but each to their own, I guess.
All righty, let's go to Anna from Ngambi. Anna, what did you find in the freezer, my friend?
I was visiting some friends in Queensland. I went to go get an ice cream out of their freezer and they had a frozen cane toad.
Oh, what?
It's a thing you do. Apparently you put them in the freezer and then you can dispose of them easier.
Right.
What do you...
Does it explode in the freezer? Does it blow up or is it make it better to hit like a golf ball?
Oh,
like
what? That is so, both very violent options, Josiah.
I don't know. But it looked like deli meat, like it was wrapped up. So I was like, oh, what's this? And unwrapped it. Oh, gosh.
So what do they then do with it afterwards? Just put it in the bin and let it melt?
Yeah, I guess. And it probably would melt in like 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Defrosted cane toad. Don't taste it either because they're very poisonous.
Are they?
Yeah.
Extremely.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say to this. I'm just in shock.
Hey, Anna, can you send one to our station? Because it would be a great stitch up on Ellie.
No, I've never seen a cane toad. I lived in Queensland for a year, never saw one. So I'm going to stick to that. Maybe I wasn't looking in people's freezers, though. That was probably my issue. Thanks for your call, Anna.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to talk about something that happened to me over the weekend. I received a package that made my housemates laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
We should get Mia 1 and Mia 2 on to tell the story, what made them laugh so much.
We should. So basically I was on the online shopping last week, which I'm getting into these days because I told you about my quest to become more of a girl and buy, like, you know, some top-notch beauty products and stuff to actually make myself, actually.
Is this because your boyfriend doesn't want you to be such a tomboy or...?
Well, he has mentioned once or twice that I'm not a proper girl because, like, I put my makeup on with my hands and, like, I buy all my stuff from, like, the cheap chemists.
Yeah, but
stuff.
He knew about this when he fell in love with you.
Exactly.
So isn't that just what makes Ellie Ellie?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not forcing me to change, but, you know, he's just dropped a hint. I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess I'll buy some 60-year-old cleanser. Anyway, so I was online the other day and I noticed that there was a little sale on Latan. So Latan is a tanning thing that I use, you know, every now and then when I've got an event coming up. And it is $14 for a 100ml bottle of Latan, right?
100ml, right. So standard size?
Yeah. That's, you know, that'll get you about 3 fake tans.
I'm picturing
maybe
like a sun cream spray, like that sort of size?
Yeah, right, that's right. So there's that. And then when I went on the Latan website, I noticed that there was a sale on the 45ml bottles, which was $2 for a bottle.
But so, it's half the size, right?
Yeah, half the size, but way less than half the price. Way less.
So if you buy two of those, it's almost the same as one, which was $14. So for two, you're getting $4, whereas if you're paying for the one, you're spending $14.
Yeah. So I thought, I can't let this bargain go. Being such a savvy shopper and being on minimum wage here, I was like, I got to really make the most of this. So I didn't know how long the sale was going to last. So I bought 10 of them.
10 bottles?
Yeah. And then it rocked up at my house and I opened it up and pulled out all these tiny, like, mini bottles of Latan. And my housemates are like, what are you doing? Why not just get a normal sized can instead of 10 little ones? I'm like, mate, I spent $20 on these and I got 450 mils. If I'd bought one 100ml bottle, it would have been $13.
So you've got 10 bottles sitting in your house right now? Can I ask, what are your thoughts on the environment? How long have you hated it for? How long?
Hey, savvy isn't necessarily always about saving the environment, okay? You win some battles in life and you lose others.
I reckon cans of aerosol tan spray are going to be very, very bad for the environment. Not just because of the cans, but the spray and all the chemicals in that absolute crap going straight into the ozone, which we breathe in, and it's all because of you wanting to be fake tan because you're so vain.
I will recycle the cans and I put the fan on when I put it on. So both of those problems are solved.
Well, luckily we've got a lot of recycled bins here in the kitchen at work, thanks to Will.
Exactly. We're fine. So ultimately, I'm the savviest shopper around. I save myself heaps of money and I'm going to have beautiful summer glow all year round.
I can't wait to
see it. For the low price of $20.
Well, what happened right now? You're looking quite white.
Okay, I fake tanned last week. It's rubbed off. Whatever. I want to talk about this morning. Are you a savvy shopper? Did you also buy in bulk? And if so, what did you buy in bulk? 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Get involved. The biggest thing you bought in bulk, I want to hear, like, I bought 100 toothbrushes or something.
Yeah, you know? My sister actually became a member at Costco, which we don't have here in the Goulburn Valley, but there's one in Melbourne, there's one in Sydney. I know a lot of people do drive down from here to the one in Melbourne to bulk buy. That's essentially what the store is for.
Yeah.
It's for people like you that need to bulk buy.
Yes.
And she gets everything, and I mean everything
Good on
in bulk.
Her. She's a savvy shopper too. Savvy shopper living the baller lifestyle because she can afford stuff. That's the mantra I live by. James from Shep, you've given us a call. What did you buy in bulk, bud?
Yeah, I bought toilet paper.
Oh, good. Do you know what? I'm on board with this. So how many rolls did you get to last you the year?
I didn't actually do a proper count of the rolls, but it filled up because we've got a spare bedroom in our house, and it filled up half the bedroom.
Is that because you, like me, I've mentioned this before on the show, Ellie, remember, I hate carrying toilet paper rolls outside of Coles. It's so embarrassing. If you get it out of the way in one hit for the whole year, you don't have to do that embarrassment every fortnight or so. Is that why you did it?
I had to borrow my mate's ute, so it was ultimately
shameful. Oh, my goodness. Tell me you at least got a bargain.
Oh, yeah, that's why, because they were on special. I think I saved about, it's probably only about $50, but still, I got to use it.
Was it worth the embarrassment of you having to walk out with 200 rolls of toilet paper? People would have thought there was some serious bowel issues going on with you.
No, but it's nice that I've never actually ran out of toilet paper.
Yeah, true.
imagine if you're a visitor walking into your spare bedroom, we're going,
I give people, there's a talk I give people before they come over, like, warning you. I've had a few weird reactions.
People are like, hey, James, can I come stay? You're like, sorry, we don't have a spare room. That belongs to the toilet paper. Thanks, though.
You can sleep in the TP room.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for your call.
No worries, guys.
All right, let's go to Andrew from Maroopna. Andrew, what have you been buying in bulk, my friend?
I've bought golf tees in bulk.
Oh, okay, that's good. How many are we talking?
About 250.
Wow. Mate, how many balls are you hitting out of bounds?
You snap the tees flat out.
Yeah. So what's the deal with a golf tee? Is it a one-use type thing, or do you use it and then you pick it up and then you move it? Like, I don't get how it works.
If you break it, you can use it on a shorter hole with a lower club. But other than that, if you've broken it, you don't really use it again.
Yeah,
you can go some rounds using the same tee the whole time, though, mate. So how do you go? 250, that's a lot of games of golf.
I love me golf. I'll play flat out.
How long ago did you buy this 250-piece purchase?
Probably about 6 months ago.
Okay, how many do you reckon you got left?
I've given a few of me mates a good couple of handfuls, and I reckon I've got at least 150 left.
Bang! You are friend of the year when playing golf. Andrew, let's have a round ASAP.
Are you down at the Maroopna Golf Club?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, nice. I was there the other day for a pint.
I had a beer there as well.
Oh, cute. We're all friends.
Good there.
All righty. Well, thanks so much for getting involved, and good luck in your next round. Hopefully the tees last you for the rest of eternity.
Thanks very much.
Hold in one.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
We're all still in shock after the events that unfolded in Christchurch on Friday afternoon. Just horrific, horrific scenes that, you know, you just don't expect to happen this side of the world. You don't expect it to happen anywhere. Unfortunately, it does. It's a common occurrence. But to have it happen so close to home has really shaken a lot of us up.
So what's the update at the moment?
So at the moment, the death toll stands at 50 dead, 33 still in hospital. 9 of those are in a critical condition.
Horrific.
Absolutely horrific. It's staggering numbers, and just our hearts go out completely to the New Zealand community, to the Muslim community, to everyone who's been affected by this horrible, horrible situation.
Yeah, I did speak to a good friend of our family who was in Christchurch. She lives not far from there. Mm-hmm. She was in town doing something right in the middle of town when it all unfolded, and the streets and obviously the whole city went into lockdown. Her grandkids were at a daycare, which she wasn't allowed to access, so they didn't know what the update was. Because when something like this is happening, all you know is fear. Mm. You don't know if it's happening just in the mosques. You don't know if it's happening in the streets. It could have happened to anywhere. So she's still too shaken up that she politely declined to come on the show this morning because she still doesn't want to talk about it because she's still in shock.
Yeah.
Let alone members of the church. It's just a shocking thing that no one can comprehend. It's like the fear. And I said to you, a side story, it's got nothing to do with what's happened over there. It's pure to do with fear. When the Sydney siege happened, we didn't know what's happening. And that's one of the scariest things as well.
Yeah, because you were in Sydney at the time.
Yeah, I was. I remember it ended up being a lone crazy guy. Mm-hmm. But what ended up happening is no one knew that, and people thought there was bombs all over the city. And I remember when I was driving through the harbour tunnel, which goes underneath the harbour, that's when they shut down the tunnel because they thought there was a bomb in there. That's the scariest moment I've had in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
Let alone people like Lisa, and let alone the members that were inside the church. It's horrific.
Yeah.
And I feel like My family, I don't know if you know this, but my grandparents are both Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, however, are Christians. That's a story for another time. My father was adopted. So I do have a lot of Muslim family.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a lot of Muslim friends as well. I also have a lot of Christian friends and my immediate family also Christian. So I feel like I do have the grounds to be able to speak in a place of love here, because I am a testament as someone that knows that both religions can work together.
Well, that's the thing, you know, it isn't about religion effectively. In this case, it's an extremist. It's someone with far right views there's no place for those extremist views in any culture, in any way, shape or form in this world.
I just think there's no such thing, like you said. That's not religion, that's pure evil. Because religion's about peace.
Yeah.
When I go to church or when my friends go to the mosque or whatever, it's for peace.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be in there knowing which exit do we have to get to look for if this happened to us.
Yeah.
Which, speaking to friends and family over the weekend, that's the sort of thoughts that are creeping into their heads now.
Exactly. Well, and the Muslim population here in Shepparton in particular is quite high. And it's a scary thought. So we just, you know, don't spread the hate, don't perpetuate the violence. In events like this, if we can unify together and show that we're above all of that, you know, we can be one community and we can all get along and we are all there for, you know, speaking from someone like myself who's not a Muslim, I unify wholeheartedly with the community in this situation.
And you know what? That's what the majority are.
Exactly.
99.9% of people have no issue at all. It's a small minority. Mm-hmm. But the best thing we can do in a time like this is love each other, mm-hmm, and support. Don't spread hate. Don't get in social media. Don't do stupid stuff. Don't react.
Exactly.
Know a place of love and be there when other humans need each other, no matter what religion you are, no matter who you are, no matter who you support, whatever political party, we're all humans at the end of the day, and that's all that matters.
Exactly. And we're sending all the love in the world to everyone who's been affected by this incident, over in New Zealand and here locally. We love you. We've put something together, so have a listen.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
New Zealand now on high alert after the worst terror attack in that nation's history. 49 innocent people killed as a gunman opens fire on two mosques.
I could hear screaming and crying.
I'm 66, never thought in my life I'd live to see something like this. Not in New Zealand.
Clearly what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence.
We grieve. We are shocked, we are appalled, we are outraged, and we stand here and condemn the attack that occurred that has claimed so many New Zealanders.
Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us.
From Australia. To our Kiwi brothers and sisters, we stand together as one.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Saturday morning I woke up and was in a bit of pain and I thought, oh, did I go to the gym yesterday? No, definitely didn't. Sunday, the pain crept in worse and worse. And by pain, I'll explain more in just a second, but I can't feel anything. Like, I cannot wear this shirt right now without it actually hurting when the shirt touches my body. I'm taking.
Is this an extravagant way for you to say that you can't wear a shirt for medical reasons?
I'm not joking. I'm taking the whole new meaning of the words allergic to a shirt.
Take your shirt off.
I'm just because I'm in pain. I'm doing it purely for show research purposes. So now, with my shirt off, I want to welcome Dr. Rachel Adams from Princess Park Clinic. She's on the phone now. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Rach.
No problem.
Okay, let me explain it to you. Right. I am pain all over my back, like the skin. It's now creeping around to my stomach. I haven't been to the gym. It feels like almost muscular, but it's not. It's when you touch it, it's very sensitive. There's no signs of anything anywhere, though.
Right.
Am I dying?
No. Have you heard of herpes, though?
Oh, who have you been speaking to, Rachel, and get off my show?
No, no. The reason I say that is... because I'm thinking a bit about shingles, and shingles is actually one of the herpes viruses.
Oh, phew. Very different, though, yeah?
Oh, my God, this could not go any better.
Completely different. Completely different. No, I was pretty excited, too, when Jenna told me about the symptoms. I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. But normally shingles is just on one side of your body. So is it just on one side of your chest and back, or is it on both?
No, it's mainly on my back. I can feel a tiny bit on the front, but it's spread everywhere. It's not just in one spot like I think shingles is, or can shingles be felt everywhere?
Shingles is usually just in one spot, but shingles can be very, people often have a lot of pain and tingling and burning before the rash comes out.
Okay,
and the rash
then
can take a few days.
By tingling and burning, I don't have tingles, but I definitely have a burning sensation everywhere. But it's almost like when I press my muscles that they're a bit sore as well.
That's because you work out. That's because you shred every day.
That's because I'm a beast.
Yeah.
Well, that does sound weird, I must admit. But I don't know. Have you been putting anything on your skin, any sunscreen or something that you may have reacted to?
Nothing out of the ordinary. It's looking like either herpes or shingles at this stage.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're in big trouble.
Didn't you get custom ordered moisturizer from Japan for your skincare regime? Is that going to be it?
I wish. Is it worth me coming down or should I just...
Definitely.
Why not? Can I just wait a couple of days and see if it disappears?
Well, if you're feeling well and you want to do that, you can do that. But ultimately, if you're worried about yourself, you should always see a doctor.
Is shingles contagious?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my awesome. God. Could I catch it right now?
Yes, you could.
Oh, Rachel, we could have a show shingles.
Well, show only shingles. If you've not had chickenpox before.
I've had chickenpox. So does that mean you I have don't had... have Yeah, does that mean I don't have shingles?
No, that means you're at risk of it.
I'm really, I'm kind of excited about the show shingles idea. Like, we should make it a game. Like, pick the jingle for the show shingles. Like, it'd be a prize
That's exactly
attached.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel, Dr. Adams, more importantly, can shingles, do I have to miss out on work or can I work through it?
Not if you're contagious.
It depends where it turns up, but you are contagious to other people.
So yuck, get out of this studio.
It needs to be covered up.
Oh, shingle Sharla, they call
shingle
it.
Shingle Sharla.
Well, but look, I think you're probably pretty safe if it's all over your back because it would normally just be on one side of your body.
Yeah, it's just some other weird rash that you've got.
Back to Dr. Google I go, Rachel.
Yeah, go back to Google. This one doesn't know.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on the
no
show
worries.
This morning and dealing with Josiah's stinky rash.
Good luck.
I'll be down at Princess Park Clinic later today. Thank you so much, Dr.
You're very
Rachel
welcome.
Adams.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Get the brain juices pumping, GV.
The Riddle Master is here, guys, and I want you to meet me in the riddle. If you know the answer to any of these, 13, 12, 16 is our number. Dirty Dancing tickets are all yours. You've got to take on Ellie. I'm going to kick it off with an easy one this morning because it is a Monday and your brain is very slow today.
Yeah, look, not much sleep was had over the weekend, so I'll take all the easy riddles I can get. Thanks.
Ellie, I have 8 to spare and I'm covered with hair. What am I?
A spider.
You are having a very slow Monday, Ellie.
What?
Absolutely not.
I have 8 to... Well, spiders are hairy and they've got 8 legs.
8 to spare and covered with hair. What am I? Use your brain on a
Something
Monday.
Something to do with bowling?
No, because bowling has nothing to do with hair.
8
You're
to
on
spare.
On the right track when thinking of animals.
What about a cat? Because you got none loves, baby.
You are spot on the money.
I mean, spider would have been more accurate, I reckon.
Two dirty dancing tickets are all yours.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much. Good to know.
All right, let's step up the game a little bit. Ellie.
Yep.
10 people are on a boat. Nobody is below the deck. Not a single person is sight, though. How is this possible?
8 people are on a boat. Nobody's below
no,
the
whoa,
deck.
No, whoa, whoa. I'll take it back. There's 10 people
ten
on a boat.
10 people on a boat, sorry.
Nobody's below deck. Not a single person is in sight. How is this even possible? 13, 12, 16, if you know the answer to this, I reckon this is going to take Ellie a while.
10 people on the boat.
Nobody's below the deck.
Nobody.
Not a single person is in sight anywhere. How is this possible? 13, 12, 16's our number if you know the answer.
Was the word 8 in there at all?
No.
Why do I keep thinking 8 in my head?
Because you haven't had much sleep. There are
the
10.
Whole 8 to spare thing. I think that's what I'm still going back to.
We're not talking about cats
10
right now.
10 people on board. Nobody's below deck. Nobody's inside because they're all above deck. And Where's the sight coming from?
I'm the riddle master. Let me tell the riddles. 10 people on a boat. Nobody's below the deck. Not a single person is in sight. How is this possible?
Not a single person's in sight because 10 people are in sight.
13, 12, 16 is our number. Good morning. Who have we got on the phone?
We've got Taylor.
Taylor, do you know the answer?
Are they married?
Bang! Taylor, you are on the money. Two tickets to the Dirty Dancing Immersive Experience are all yours. Have you heard the riddle before, or are you just a little bit smarter than Ellie?
I've heard it before.
Yeah.
All right,
good.
Taylor, what town are you from?
Yarrawonga.
Taylor, stay on the phone because I want your help with this last one, okay?
Okay.
All right, ready for this?
Yeah, we're both ready, me and Tay.
See who can win out of the two of you. Spelled forwards on what you do every day.
Spelled forwards, I'm what you do every day.
Spelled backwards, I'm something you hate. What am I? Taylor from Yarrawonga versus Ellie from Shepparton.
Spelled forward, I'm what you hate.
I'm what you do every day. The riddles. Stops telling
Sorry,
the riddles.
Okay.
I'm the riddle guy.
I know, but when spelled, I repeat it, I can think about it more.
Spelled forwards, I'm what you do every day. Spelled backwards, I'm something you hate. What am I? Any idea at all, Taylor?
No.
Think about it. I'll give you guys a clue. It's a word that can be both used forwards and backwards.
Like a palindrome.
Not quite a palindrome, but very similar.
Okay. What's something you do every day? Sleep.
Close.
Something.
You do something else every day. Spelled forwards, I'm what you do every day.
Cry.
Spelled backwards, I'm something you hate. What am I?
Do it every day.
Sleep. Okay.
What up? I breathe every day.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Say it was sleep. How do you say sleep backwards? But it's not the word sleep, it's another word.
Pills.
No.
Wait.
It's nothing to do with the word sleep.
Well, to be fair, you hate it when your skin peels.
Okay, it's currently Ellie 1, Taylor 1. It's about to be Josiah 1 as well. The answer is live.
Sometimes this game really annoys me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
We touched on it earlier in the show and we'll continue throughout the show. The horrible events that happened in Christchurch on Friday afternoon. The world is still reeling from them. New Zealand's still reeling. Australia's still reeling. It's just a horrible, horrible thing to have happened.
Yeah, I had a family friend, it is my mum's best friend, who was in the city while it was in lockdown trying to get the kids. She couldn't get to them. We're chasing her at the moment. She doesn't feel comfortable to speak about it at the moment because she's still so shaken up by what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
If she does happen to come on, it will be after 8 o'clock this morning though.
Yeah, but as you can imagine, when events like this happen, it's all politicians are talking about. Everyone has kind of some viewpoint on what's going to happen and how things could have been handled differently and what's going to change after an event like this. And one of those men is Senator Fraser Anning. Now, if you've been across this story at all, you will have known that he came out on Friday with some disgusting remarks.
Yeah, well, he came out and made a political statement about the immigration laws and that being the cause for what's happened. Time and place for your views, Fraser Anning. I think a couple hours after people have been murdered is not the place for that at all.
And you know what? When your views are that far right and that disgustingly discriminatory, then there's no place for them at all. In my opinion, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And he should be completely removed from Parliament and never be given a platform again. If he's going to spread hate like that, then there's no place for him in this country.
Especially for the timing as well. It couldn't be any more insensitive.
Exactly.
Everyone's entitled to their views or opinion, but when you're doing it that time and that insensitive after an event like that has occurred, you are a peanut.
Exactly. And most of Australia is agreeing with this viewpoint that you and I share. The largest ever change.org petition to be launched in Australia has been signed by over 1 million people. It's nearly 1.1 million, I'm just checking now, to remove him from Parliament. Now, at the moment, there are actually no laws to say that the parties can expel someone without, you know, dual citizenship or bankruptcy. There's a whole bunch of things, but for just bringing the Parliament into disrepute, there's nothing to say. So there's...
Isn't he the politician that got in with only 11 votes or something anyway because someone had to step down because of dual citizen?
Yeah.
Then Fraser Anning by default got the spot. So the guy isn't popular as it is.
No, he sucks. Anyway, so I think, you know, the outrage that this has caused, there will be some law changes to get him out, we're hoping, but we'll have to wait and see. But the little shining light that's come out of this situation is a 17-year-old boy named Will Connolly, who I mean, took it upon himself, which, look, his tactics weren't, I don't know, weren't great. But ultimately, he has egged Fraser Anning on television, gone up behind him, smashed an egg on the back of his head. And then Fraser Anning has consequently turned around and slapped him in the face on television.
I mean, regardless of your views of what he said, the guy deserves a lot more than the egg. I'm going to straight up say that for what he said and when the timing he said it.
I mean, I don't think he deserves a lot more. I think
he deserves more than an egg.
Or as in, right, okay, I thought you meant like he deserves the chance to speak. No, he does
not. No, Fraser Anning deserves to get hit with a lot more than just an egg. That's what I'm saying.
But
however, a kid doing something like that against a politician, no matter what, there is a line of respect here.
Well, you don't want to incite violence in any way, shape or form. You know, we don't want to promote that at all. But having said that, the response to this kid's actions have been phenomenal.
It is awesome that he did it.
Yeah, it's trending worldwide. A whole bunch of music groups have come out and said, we're going to give this kid free tickets for life. Hilltop Hoods, Violent Soho, Living End have all said, if he wants tickets. One guy from Turkey wrote and said, if you want a 10-day trip in Turkey, all expenses paid, egg boy, you've got it.
I love that one of the funniest things that I saw as well, there's after he egged Fraser Anning, his supporters pinned him down and you see one of his supporters with his hands on his neck and the kid sitting there looking like he's about to choke to death.
Yeah.
And someone put up a meme of that saying, if this isn't this kid's Tinder bio by the end of the year, I don't know what it is, because that picture would win a heart of many, many ladies around this country.
Yeah, if Will Connolly's single, he will not be very soon. but he did post a video on his own socials after the attack. So, yeah, a bunch of Anning supporters did jump on him. And then he came out and said this afterwards.
Don't egg politicians. You get tackled by 30 bogans at the same time. I learnt the hard way.
So he's learnt his lesson, but stay tuned because I'm sure the egg boy will be trending for a lot longer.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie Scoopla.
All right, it is time for us to cross to Hollywood to check in with our favourite, Dean McCarthy. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday, guys.
Always a happy Monday when we get to speak to you, Dino. What's been going on in Tinseltown?
Hey, look, I want to talk about a story. It's a pretty heavy story, but there's two sides to this story. So I'm just going to tell it how it is, right? Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's only daughter, was allegedly admitted to hospital for attempting to take her life over the weekend as a, you know, after the cannot even imagine what she's been through after the release of the Leaving Neverland documentary, which is just, you know, horrifying.
Yeah,
that's what was reported, right? All these places are reporting she went into hospital, she's been released. She has come out on the other side of the story saying this is all complete lies. So she's just denying it happened. Don't really know who to believe. The police were allegedly called. The hospital was allegedly involved, but she's denying the whole thing. So I don't know. Don't really know what happened, but all that we do know, we can just kind of like send her good vibes, prayers, you know, because she's an awesome, awesome chick, great actor, model. So let's just hope she kind of gets help that she needs.
Yeah, if it is true, hope, like as you said, she does get all the help. If not, that is a crazy story. Watch your space. Dean, R. Kelly as well. What is going on here?
Oh, my goodness. This is just the never-ending story. There's going to be so many movies and that about this. Apparently, as you may remember, R. Kelly was married to Aaliyah. I can never pronounce her name. who was obviously very young at the time. She was so talented. She would have been a huge star. Apparently, he was also hooking up with her mum. That's what's being reported, that he would then go into the living room when his wife went to sleep and hook up with the mum.
That is some very Josiah-y actions. Is that something you would do, Josiah?
Yeah, the difference is it'd be with your mum.
Hey, she's pretty hot, actually. I'll give it that. Fair enough. They're cool.
Yeah, my mum would probably go, you're just like, very funny, man. I think any mum.
Throw them all at me. All
mum, wannabe mum, dad, anyone.
I don't discriminate, Dean.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, I want to touch on Ben Affleck quickly because I've been seeing all these articles about his back tat and how he's finally actually spoken about what it means. What is the meaning of his back tat?
Yeah, look, we honestly, for so long, we thought it was a fake tattoo because it's so awful. Sorry, Ben Affleck. Love him. But anyway, he's come out saying that it was a real tattoo and it has meaning to him. And we kind of think that it might be like, you know, like you get drunk in tattoos, you have a few drinks with your friends, you go get a tattoo. Don't try that at home, children. Can I just say you'll regret it forever?
Are you speaking from experience, Dean?
My two brothers, two of my brothers have drunk tattoos.
No way.
They're the worst tattoos. One of them has his ex-wife's name.
Oh, great.
On his chest. never do it. It's hard. But Ben Affleck is apparently saying he meant the tattoo. It's very spiritual. It means all these things to him. So that is a real tattoo and he's owning it.
Yeah, good on him. Judge, yeah. No judgment here, just a little bit.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.